Hello, everybody. I have a very important announcement to make in regards to the future of The Melt, in regards to Patreon and Locals. I have come to the decision, after long deliberation, to discontinue posting extended episodes behind any paywall, mostly out of practicality. As you may have noticed, we have been putting out fewer episodes less consistently as of late. The reasons for this are multi-layered. One main reason is time. I work 40 plus hours a week at a day job, and so my free time is at a premium. When we were putting out an episode a week, I was literally spending 90% of my free time working on the podcast. The idea was to keep building it and expanding it to a point where I could eventually start to cut down on the time I spent doing my day job and devote more time to The Melt in order to improve it and eventually put out even more content, leading to eventually doing it full time. Unfortunately, our support and numbers always seem to taper off after a certain point, and it seemed like we weren't able to get beyond it. Hunter always assured me that we were attracting the people that were the right people, and that to get too big would bring a whole other set of potential difficulties. These I understood. You can tell when a podcast has a sizable following because they spend half of their time addressing past comments and defending against future potential comments. But I was always of the state of mind that there were plenty more of the quote-unquote right people, which would be more than enough so that we should be able to financially support the podcast, even at the lowest rung, and that it would be enough to keep The Melt financially afloat, and then some. Well, that never happened. I continued to post all of our upcoming episodes on all of the social media cesspools with minimal response and engagement. So I decided to relax the release schedule a bit, but I always felt obligated, rightly so, to our generous supporters, some of which have been with us since the beginning over 5 years ago, to offer them the full episodes and access to the meetups and our other exclusive content. So the compromise that I've come to is to stop putting any content behind a paywall short of our previous commitments that we do with other podcasters and access to our Melt meetups. Also, as anti-intuitive as it may seem, The Melt will be disengaging from social media. The main reason that I engage with it at all is to advertise the podcast, and I feel that I've had little success with that endeavor. It's something that takes up more of my time and seems to give me and the podcast little in return. The people such as yourselves, spreading the word organically to your friends, family, cohorts, and colleagues, will mean much more to others than any cobbled-together amateur-looking ad that I could put together late at night at the last minute. So, in a sense, it is up to you all to get the word out if you see fit. By doing all of this, I'm boiling the whole process of creating The Melt back down to its bare essentials, and what will be left is the whole reason that I started doing it in the first place. Curiosity and the desire to learn, expand, and engage with those in which we can mutually foster that process within each other. I like to call this whole process going underground. As opposed to flagrantly putting ourselves out there and hoping that someone notices, we are letting the world come to us. If that means we have a core following of 10 people, so be it. If there are more that are interested, bring it on. But I will emphasize that sharing our podcast or a particular episode will fall upon you, the people. That is your mission, should you choose to accept it. I will be keeping our Patreon and Locals accounts open for people who want to continue to support us and have access to our collaborations with other podcasters behind their paywalls. For instance, Dark Matter, which we do with Emily Moyer, and to our older extended episodes. For those of you who support us on Patreon and Locals, this is and has been very important and meaningful to us and the podcast, as there are finances involved in keeping a podcast running, and it feels nice to be compensated for one's time. We will certainly understand if any of you decide to discontinue supporting The Melt financially in light of these changes. If there are those of you who have chosen to prepay for a whole year and do not choose to continue their support, we can refund you the difference. Another reason that these changes are occurring is because Hunter is currently enrolled in a Master's of Fine Arts program, which is taking up much of her time and energy, and I myself am planning to attend the David Lynch Graduate School of Cinematic Arts next fall, which will mean that my schedule will be much more full. I can't ever see wanting to stop having and sharing these conversations. They will just be coming out more sporadically until further notice. I am also completely revamping the website, which will make it much easier to subscribe to us and share individual episodes in various ways. There will also be a way to comment on individual episodes, much like YouTube, and I am hoping to set up some sort of forum where we can all chat amongst ourselves like adults outside of any social medium. This website will be more of an expense to maintain, but I will have more control of it than I did the last one. To those of you who support us, we very much appreciate your generosity, and we hope that you still see fit to continue to do so. To those of you who listen and are able to glean something worthwhile from our conversations, we hope that you will spread the word about The Melt to those who you feel would benefit from it in some way. Thank you all so much for listening, and know that we plan to keep exchanging ideas with other open-minded people who are driven by their insatiable curiosity. Thank you for your time.